From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The government says Medicare's new drug benefit is on target to reach its enrollment goal. But that doesn't mean the program has been without its troubles. Far from it. States and those who represent patients say problems with the program aren't getting solved fast enough. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
After 2 weeks on the defensive, answering questions about computer glitches and jammed customer service lines, Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt finally had some good news to report.
We had 2.6 million more enrollees during the last 30 days. That comes on top of more than 1 million that enrolled in the first 30 days of the program and brings the total to nearly 24 million beneficiaries with prescription drug coverage.
Of course, most of those people don't actually have new drug coverage. Their health plans or former employers are simply accepting a government subsidy to continue the coverage already being provided. For hundreds of thousands of others, things are still anything but smooth.
This plan was supposed to provide coverage for people who had no drug coverage.
Jean Finberg is supervising attorney for the National Senior Citizen Law Center. Instead, she says it has taken away access for some of those who most need it.
These vulnerable seniors, these people with disabilities, had good coverage under Medicaid. Now they are in danger of dying because they cannot get access to their medically necessary prescriptions.
Secretary Leavitt acknowledged in his teleconference with reporters that there have been problems.
When there's change, there's an opportunity for things to go wrong, and we're fixing them one pharmacy, one beneficiary, one state at a time.
But he and Medicare Director Mark McClellan insisted that they've put in place enough protections that everyone should get taken care of the first time.
If you are a Medicare beneficiary having difficulty at the pharmacy counter, don't leave without your prescriptions or contact us right away at 1-800-MEDICARE for help.
Things are starting to get better, says Alabama Medicaid Director Carol Herman Stecker. Alabama is one of 26 states that have stepped in to pay for drugs for low-income patients who can't get their new Medicare plans to work.
Well, we're starting to see the systems that should have been in place on January 1st are being put in place.
But she cringes when she hears federal officials telling patients not to leave the pharmacy without their drugs.
It is very unrealistic. I would invite Dr. McClellan and the secretary to sit behind a pharmacy counter and experience what our pharmacists are experiencing. Long waits to get through any of the helplines that have been set up. It is extremely difficult for the pharmacist.
And Jocelyn Geyer of Georgetown University says it's inappropriate for federal officials to be touting how well the program is working for most people.
To me, it's a little bit like an airline company that's had multiple crashes saying that things are going well because it successfully landed dozens of planes.
And it's not just advocates worried about the program's future. Some business analysts are concerned as well. They note that only about 17% of those eligible for the plan have enrolled themselves. That's not nearly enough yet to make the private plans financially viable. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.